Thursday, 34-week ordinary time 2. A first reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 18. I, John, saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth became illumined by his splendor. He cried out in a mighty voice, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a haunt for demons, seat a cage for every unclean spirit, a cage for every unclean bird, a cave for every unclean and disgusting beast." A mighty angel picked up a stone like a huge millstone and threw it into the sea and said, "With such force will Babylon, the great city, be thrown down and will never be found again. No melodies of harpies and musicians, flutists and trumpeters will ever be heard in Zoo again. No draftman in any trade will ever be found in Zoo again. No sound of the millstone will ever be heard in Zoo again. No cry from a lamb will ever be seen in Zoo again. No voices of pride and room will ever be heard in Zoo again. Because the merchants were the great ones of the world, all nations were led astray by the magic potion. After this, I heard what sounded like the loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, 'Hallelujah! Salvation, glory, and might belong to our God, for true and just are his judgments. He had condemned the great harlot, who corrupted the earth with her harlotry. He had avenged on her the blood of his servants.' They said a second time, 'Hallelujah! Smoke will rise from her forever and ever.' Then the angel said to me, 'Write it. Blessed are those who have been called to the wedding feast of the Lamb.'" The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 21, verses 20 to 28. Jesus said to his disciples, "When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that its desolation is at hand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. Let those within the city escape from it, and let those in the countryside not enter the city, for these days are the time of punishment, when all the scriptures are fulfilled. Woe to pregnant women and nursing mothers in those days, for a terrible calamity will come upon the earth, and a wrathful judgment upon these people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be taken as captive to all the Gentiles. And Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken, and they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when disaster begins to happen, stand erect and raise your head, because your redemption is at hand. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme: all worldly power shall pass away. Living in the world, people are always dominated by secular powers such as capitalism, communism, the devil, and the dead. But these powers shall not last forever. They shall be terminated someday. The Christians firmly believe that there will be the day when God gathers all people of the world and governs them in justice and peace, as we meditated the readings of the Solemnity Rite the King last Sunday. God's dominion shall last forever, and the faithful shall happily live with Him in God's kingdom. Today's readings mention the destruction of worldly kingdoms. In the first reading, the author of Revelation talked about the destruction of the Babylonian Empire and the happiness of those who were invited to participate in the Lamb's wedding feast. In the Gospel, Jesus foretold the destruction of Jerusalem and what shall happen on the last day. Those who put their firm faith in Christ shall have salvation for eternity. Second analysis. Third point: the destruction of the Babylonian Empire were mentioned in Revelation chapter 14, verse 8, and chapter 16, verse 19, but not in detail. In chapter 17, the author described in detail the image of a famous prostitute who seated on the scarlet beast. See Revelation chapter 17, verses 1 to 6. The author considered the Babylonian destruction as a past event and recorded for us the lamentation after this event. See Revelation chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. The destruction of the power was viewed as an immediate reparation for the summit of the Book of Revelation, in which there is Christ and His church victory. See Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 to chapter 22, verse 5. Babylon is called a prostitute, in opposition with the women who represent for the people of God. The Old Testament tradition viewed to call idols worshippers, the wicked or sinful cities, as prostitutes. For example, Tyre in Isaiah 23, verse 16, Nineveh in Lachum, chapter 3, verse 4, Israel in Ezekiel, chapter 16, Samaria and Jerusalem in Ezekiel chapter 23. In the conclusion of chapter 18, the angel clearly implied that the deprived prostitute was Rome. See Revelation chapter 18, verse 18. The beast is the image of the Roman Empire, the ruler of the world. Is the Roman Emperor. The author views Babylon, a city was destroyed in the past, to imply the Roman Empire which shall be destroyed in the future. The author deprived the Babylonian destruction had followed. Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She had become a haunt for demons. She is a cave for every unclean spirit, etc. The prophet Jeremiah predicted that Babylon shall be tied into a big stone and thrown into the earth far driver. See Jeremiah chapter 51, verses 63 to 64. Similarly, Rome shall be destroyed. The Great Babylon was destroyed because it became a haunt for demons and a cave for every unclean spirit. Rome shall be totally destroyed to the point that there is no sign of inhabitants who live in there, as the author described, no melody of harpies and musicians, flutists and trumpeters will ever be heard in Zoo again. No craftsman in any trade will ever be found in Zoo again. No sounds of millstone will ever be heard in Zoo again. No light from a lamp will ever be seen in Zoo again. No voices of bride and groom will ever be heard in Zoo again, because the merchants will, the great ones of the world, all nations were led astray by the magic potion. Second point. The happiness of God's people. The author contrasted people lamenting and suffering in chapter 18 due to persecution with the future glory which they shall enjoy in heaven through God's interference for his people. People shall be happy due to the following two reasons. First, Babylon is no longer there. It was the reason of people's suffering. When it no longer there, people shall not be persecuted. The author did pride. After this, I heard what sounded like a cloud voice of a great multitude in heaven, saying, Hallelujah, salvation, glory, and might belong to our God. For true and just are his judgments. He had condemned the great harlot, who corrupted the earth with her harlotry. He had avenged on her the blood of his servants. Second, to attend the wedding feast of the Lamb. They said a second time, Hallelujah! Smoke will rise from her forever and ever. Then the angel said to me, Write it, blessed are those who have been called to the wedding feast of the Lamb. And he said to me, These words are true, they come from God. Second, the gospel. When the sign begins to happen, stand erect and raise your head, because your redemption is at hand. Third point, the Jerusalem destruction. In the year of 70 AD, the army of the Roman Empire encircled Jerusalem a long time before they destroyed the city. This event fulfilled Jesus' prophecy about 37 years before, which we heard in today's passage. When you see Jerusalem surrounded by army, know that its desolation is at hand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountain. Let those within the city escape from it, and let those in the countryside not enter the city, 40 days at the time of punishment when all the scriptures are fulfilled. This event showed that Jerusalem destruction is in God's plan of salvation. Since the Jews had refused to believe in Christ, the Messiah sent by God, so the gospel was announced to the Gentiles. But at last, God shall save the Israelites, as Paul foresaw in his letter to the Romans. See Romans chapter 11, verses 24 to 26. This was also announced by Jesus in today's passage. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be taken as captives to all the Gentiles, and Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Second, the last day. Jesus let his disciples know what shall happen in the day. Signs shall happen in heaven. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. And on earth, nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the wave. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. The Son of Man shall appear, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when the signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Application in life. Worldly powers affect us only when we live in this world, but they shall not remain forever. All powers must yield to God's power when His reign shall come. We should not yield to worldly powers, but we must courageously live and witness for God's dominion, so that we are worthy to live a happy life with Him forever. Amen.